Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel talking strength in our fall markets in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Extension livestock market economist and cattle market watcher Daryl Peel says the fall of 2017 cattle markets, especially our stocker and our yearly markets, are a little stronger than what he might have expected earlier here in 2017.
Certainly, these markets have remained stronger than expected this fall. Our calf prices, the lightweight end of the stocker end of things, prices have dropped slightly. If you look from August into mid-October, they've dropped about half of what would be normal for this time of the year, so they're staying fairly strong. If you look at the big end of the feeder cattle, they are actually running about 8% up from August levels. So we've seen very strong demand for these bigger feeder cattle, and when you raise the big end relative to the light end, you start to really change that stocker signal in there, offering more value of gain. And that's fairly typical this time of the year, but maybe even a little more pronounced this year.
And after the markets have tumbled the last couple of falls, it's nice to see some stability here this year.
Well, it has been a surprise. Again, we know there's bigger feeder supplies out there. In fact, I've looked at the auction volume in Oklahoma. For the past 6 weeks, we've been running about 11% more feeder cattle in total through the auctions on the combined auctions compared to a year ago. So numbers are up, and yet these prices have stayed strong, on stocker cattle. And perhaps even more surprising is the fact that our wheat pasture, for all of its early promise in early September, really hasn't developed as fast. We've continued to have challenges with armyworms and other things that have delayed the development of that. But I think because there is pretty good forage conditions in general, there's been good stocker demand. I think a lot of stocker cattle are kind of stashed out on pasture now, waiting for that wheat pasture to get there. And as a result, we've continued to see these strong prices, even with bigger numbers this fall.
And Dr. Peel says one way to assure that you're at the top end of the market is to have a value-added program in place.
We've documented for several years, particularly with our Oklahoma Quality Beef Network program, that premiums are pretty persistent. They do vary somewhat under different conditions. But I think, one of the things we expect here, again, as we get into bigger cattle numbers, is that everybody that's a buyer in this market, whether it's a feedlot buying bigger feeder cattle or a stocker producer buying lightweight calves, everybody can be a little more choosy and really differentiate quality a little bit better. And stocker producers, continue to report plenty of health challenges on these cattle. And again, when they have an opportunity to put the value on these preconditioned calves that reduces that health risk, we see those premiums pretty assured.
And the amount of premium that's out there these days all depends on which program you choose and what sort of protocol you're willing to execute in order to achieve that premium.
Well, I think it is, a pretty consistent payoff for cow-calf producers to precondition these calves. There's a couple things. One, of course, is the exact program you go through, whether or not it's a third-party certified type program, which we do have data that shows that adds value to these things. One of the things is to think about how you're going to market those cattle, because just because you do things that adds potential value, you really have to make an effort to identify some sale venue that is that increases the odds that buyers who value that additional value are going to be there. So whether it's a special sale or something like that, it's important to do the marketing part as well as the production part of preconditioning these calves.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.